I have one more scripture to read this morning from John chapter 13. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, if you guess there's an ulterior motive to the service today, you're right. I always have an ulterior motive generally. Two of the committees that we've kind of neglected over the last few years around Burns here have been the Committee on Mission and the Committee on Worship. So today I really wanted to take the opportunity, and with Pastor Will's blessing, to highlight just how important ministry and mission and worship are to this church. Music and worship and how this service is put together is something that's done almost every week by two people, and that's the pastor and Don Boyles. They do almost all the work of putting it together, but they would love to have help. They would love to have input. In fact, if any of you have ever walked out of a service and said, "I wish they would have done something a little different," then maybe, just maybe, you could be part of that worship committee. Mission is also another one that we've kind of neglected over the last few years. There was a formal mission committee for a long time, and somehow in the process, it got set aside, put on the back burner. But as you may have noticed today, there is a lot of mission going on, not only in this church, but in the community around us and in the whole world. And it's such an important part of not only being a part of a church, but being a Christian, is ministry and mission outside the church and inside the church. There was another passage, and one of the reasons why I think a lot of people don't do mission is because there's a passage in the Bible that quite sticks out, and I've heard it many times, people saying, "Well, I don't like to talk about it. I don't like to do things." And this is a passage from Matthew. Jesus in the Beatitudes is speaking to the people in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." It's almost like a dichotomy, a twist in the Gospels. Jesus at one time is he saying, don't make a big deal about doing good acts. And then at other times he lifts people up and says, look at what a wonderful thing this person's done. There are times when he goes in front of whole groups of people and performs miracles. And there's times when he sets aside with another person, does a miracle, and then says, don't tell anybody about it. Even though he knows that person will fully go out and tell everybody about it. Mission and ministry, good works, are an important part of being a Christian. What I think Jesus was trying to get across to us in so many ways is that when we do good things, it's extremely important. And it's important for us to know why we're doing it. Are we doing it to raise ourselves up? Are we doing it to raise God up? If you think that Jane Barber went way out of her way to sign up and become and work and get elected to the school board of the Aurora Public Schools so that she could lord it over people, you're wrong. Jane Barber did that because she truly does care about her community and about children and about education. Ellen Doctor, comes in almost every week and sits back there running sound, even though she knows that when things get really noisy, everybody's going to turn around and look at her. And yet she comes in and she does it every week. And one thing I noticed as I was going through this, somehow I got nothing but women to come up and speak other than the youth and myself. And it's not just women in this church that are doing a lot of good works. The choir is full of men, and the United Methodist men do so much good and raise so much money to help people out. Every time you buy certificates outside here for King Supers, you are not only helping the men's group, but the men's group has taken that money to do good things in the church and outside of the church. Mission is such an important thing. But why do we do it? If you're doing it because you're trying to get recognition, you want to get maybe some power, that's the wrong reason. If you're doing good things because it makes you feel good, that's not a good reason. The reason should always be, first and foremost, am I doing this to raise up God? When Jesus told us the two commandments, the two most important commandments, the first is to love God with all your heart and your soul, your mind, your spirit. And the second is to love others as you love yourself. If you have a mission, if you have a ministry, if you do the things you do because it breaks your heart to see other people suffer, if you're doing what you do because you really want other people to know the peace and love and hope that comes in Jesus Christ, then you're on the right track. There are missions and ministry. I can look out here and almost everybody I see, I know belongs to something. And I hope each and every one of you find that something. If you haven't found it already, I hope you find that something. But there are many, many things in this church that we can do to raise people up. I'm encouraging everybody, if you are not involved in some committee, if you are not involved in some ministry, if you are not involved in some mission, find one. Find something that touches your heart and helps you raise up God. Thank you. Amen.